And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert. Going to have a great show. Talking fishing today. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here. And you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talk to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Yeah, okay, so here's the deal. Our good buddy, Mr. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert, is en route.
Yes.
He is stuck in a horrible, very sad, wrong-way accident on Southbound 5 at Manchester in North San Diego County. He's been there for quite a while. Three killed in that accident, sadly.
Oh, tragic,
Real tragic deal, but he's going to be here when he gets here.
Yeah.
So we're going to basically just kind of have open phones, talk fishing here. And I know one thing for sure. Bill's coming through with the goods.
You're not kidding, dude.
Yeah. He's bringing one of his famous Bill Varney cousin's rod, the surf fishing rod that he designed specifically for fishing the surf here in Southern California.
It's very cool, too, because, you know, so many people generally say, oh, I got a surf rod, you know, it's a big white 14-foot-long thing with three guides on it, and I know the guys at Cousins Tackle and Bill teamed up and wanting to build what, you know, they felt was the absolute ultimate rod for Southern California surf fishing, you know, lighter weights, small Carolina rig, small grub, surf perch lines, all the way up through, you know, fishing lucky crabs. I mean, there's several rods in the line, but specifically, you know, casting a fair distance with lightweight jigs, and they're fantastic. Graphite composites.
You sell them at Fisherman's Island?
We do, yeah, we carry them. I mean, they are
How much are they?
These are high-end rods.
They're high-end rods.
Yeah, they're high-end rods. There are several rods in the line, like models, but, I mean, we're talking from the high 100s to the mid 300s. You know,
wow.
I mean, these are very, very,
very
nice fishing rods.
Perfect for fishing corvina.
Exactly,
for fishing surf perch, halibut.
Real light,
like
very lightweight, soft tip sections, but still having backbone at the bottom end of the rod, so it doesn't affect your cast, but you still have power when you're pulling on a fish. They are very nice. Top-of-the-line components, very, very nice.
Cousin's doing a great job there.
They are, man.
The guys are, Wade, they're good guys.
Yes.
Southern California guys are doing a nice job, so thank you for that. And when Bill gets here, we'll be talking more about that rod series. But I want to talk about Western Outdoor News this week.
What do you got?
Yeah, man. Check out.
I don't want to look at the first page.
On the front page of Western Outdoor News. It's your buddy Neil Barber.
Yeah, pretty cool.
With that 277 taken on the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star.
So now that we got a quick minute, I will give you a quick story about that particular fish.
Okay.
And about the amount of crud I've been taking from the boys about it.
So
our fishing on the trip, as I mentioned yesterday, it was incredible. It was incredibly good, and the mornings were stupid good. Like, you pretty much knew every morning you were going to catch a fish that was 130 pounds or better, and probably 150 pound or better. And you probably were going to catch a couple of them. You know, I mean, it was that good. And then the evenings were very good, too. You know, one or two bites. But I'll be honest, the middle of the day was pretty slow. And part of the reason it was pretty slow was because our fishing was so good in the morning that you were kind of tired and, you know, worn out. Guys are taking naps. Guys are having a cold one. BS. You know, you fish a bait here or there, but not staying super into it. And, you know, I got up particularly early that morning. I caught a few fish. I was literally...
I've been there,
yeah,
man.
Bro.
You're in your bunk.
Yeah. I was in the rack with my iPad on my stomach, headphones on, watching a movie, relaxing.
Done one of my favorite things to do on a long race.
Exactly.
Trip,
I was having a good time.
Yeah.
And one of the boys comes in the room, shakes my shoulder. Hey, man, you better get out there. Neil's pulling on a really big one. Well, sure enough, at lunchtime, literally the only, they made first call for lunch. He was literally the only guy at the rail. I'm being, you know, Lazy Bones Jones, hanging out, watching a movie, and that guy goes and gets a 277.
Yeah. Middle of the day on the chunk.
Yeah, on my rod and reel, too.
Okay.
Only because it was rigged up for it. Neil and I have the exact same big fish rig, a Talica 50 with one of those new Therese 72 XXH rods.
Awesome rod,
yeah,
isn't it?
And
that's that new... That new Shimano rod that Robbie designed.
Nailed it.
With our help,
yeah.
I might add. Which he came to us and said, what is the perfect rod for fishing big fish on long range? And,
yeah.
And we said, here it is,
yeah,
right
this,
here.
This
we
is what it needs
them.
To be.
This
yeah.
is what it needs to be. He came back and he nailed it.
Yeah.
Right?
They're, you know, I hope people realize, too, this is nothing for radio, BS, whatever. This is an extremely nice big fish rod. They are 7'2". They're a little bit longer, perfect for the rail. They're very light. They have very, very good power. The rod doesn't bottom out. I love the grip that they designed. It's awesome, you know. And by some miracle, because it never works out that the nicer thing is less expensive, they're about $50 less than what you would compare to the other high-end quality rail rods. It's awesome.
Lighter weight, and they pull.
Yeah, it's great. I mean,
real seat. I mean, the whole thing.
It's
well designed.
I just hope people know that that's coming from a tackle shop guy, not on the radio sponsor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a very, very high-end. It's what I used. I mean, I loved it. I absolutely love it.
And the fact that we have kind of our backward name on it doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt either. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
But it is the real deal.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. I fished it last year, and you fished it 2 years now,
yeah.
right? Or three
yeah.
years.
Yeah, this is...
You were fishing it in development, too.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty darn cool. And like I said, but anyways, that was the one that took that fish, and you're right. Very, very cool.
So that's the Shimano Therese
72 XXH. And they also make an XH. Basically... You know that they love pairing rods and reels together, and these two they nailed. So the 72 XH, it's a perfect rod for 100 pound. It's kind of the perfect rod that you would buy for your Talica 25. Double X being the nice rod for 130, maybe even 150, and the one that you put on your Talica 50.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so now on page 26 of the same issue, showing Neil on the front page with his big fish, which, by the way, backing up, that's not his biggest.
No, how about that, too,
yeah,
right?
It's like, come on, dude. Really, Neil?
That big thing came with a rail. Tim's like, way to go, man. Is that your big one? He looks at him and goes, not even close, man. I got a 340 2 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, pretty
He's
cool.
He's an animal. He's amazing. So anyway, page 26 is a great article written by our good friend Gary Graham, who came down for our broadcast last weekend in Cabo. And it's a full lineup of those fancy shirts we Juan Acevedo had made for us. He made all these custom shirts for us in Mazatlan. He's the head of Sinaloa Sport Fishing, Juan, who's on the very, if you're looking at the pictures, on the very right side of the page. Great guy, great contact, and has been a huge help for us. Of course, Mazatlan being the home of Conapesca and the base place where fisheries are in Mexico.
Very so, important part of Mexico's sport fishing.
Very important part of, and Juan is a very influential guy and is really good friends with all the head people there in the Conapesca office there. And it was a great broadcast, great article, and shows. We had a meeting over at the Baja Cantina right on the marina over in Cabo San Lucas, and the other picture there is about our meeting with all the chiefs. The lady you see on the very right side is a Minerva, the famous Minerva, who's just a lovely lady.
Sweet, yeah.
Isn't she the greatest?
Yeah, very
she
cool.
She is, I'm going to just say this using the word, the man when it comes to fishing in Cabo San Lucas. They don't come any more important than Minerva.
And she was very sharp. You want to talk about somebody that knows that business and that fishery and everything involved with, you know, sport fishing in Mexico. She is on it. And very, very sweet. She's cool.
And she's very, very anxious to help and willing to help out everybody.
Yeah.
So good stuff. So anyway, that article on page 26 of Western Outdoor News. Another thing I want to draw your attention to, it's been kind of a busy couple of weeks here, so we're kind of catching up here while we're waiting for Bill, who's stuck in traffic there on the 5, and certainly hope he gets through all that very quickly, is on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. Ernie Ringo, who's been on several trips with us, he went on the journeyman trip with me the previous week, and he... Man, he had a heartbreak.
Oh, don't tell me.
It was a good one, too. It was at least 180, I'm going to call it. And it was he hadn't caught a fish over 100. He caught one just below that on this trip and then in previous trips on the journeyman. This was the one. It was there. It was one of those deals where the guy reached for the gaff on one circle. And
we're going to get it on the next one. Yeah.
There, and it was one more circle on this big fish. It got into the props and cut him off.
Right
there. So he's such a gentleman, and he went into the lounge of the beautiful journeyman, that an awesome six pack sport fisher, and got in there and wrote a really cool story about the one that got away.
Okay.
Have some pictures of our journeyman group and the great pictures of some of the nice ones that we caught on that trip. So check that out. It's on the front page of our website. Hookup1090.com. Now, the photo of the week right next to that on the front page, Kirk caught a monster. That's in San Diego Bay.
Oh, my God.
That's in San Diego
Bay. You
got to
get on the website and scope out this halibut because it is a freaking monster. It's like a doormat.
Yeah, that's a good one. So check that out on our website, hookup1090.com. And like I say, we have a lot of show for you today. Open phones here. Save your surf fishing questions for when Bill does make it through that horrible mess on I-5, and we'll keep you posted of what's going on here. So let's go ahead and tell them what's going on. We're giving away that surf fishing rod, and let's go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, like I
phones.
Said, it's going to be a very fun morning. Like I said, Bill's going to get here. No, we're not worried about him. He called a long time ago saying in there, so this is rare because this is when we usually love to get to roast somebody for not making it, but Bill's definitely not the case.
No.
But if you want to join us this morning, we're going to have lots of fun. And when Bill does get here, we've got a ton of great surf fishing questions for you. If you want to call in the meantime, tell us a story, give us a catch report, you got a tackle question, whatever you want, open phones for you. And if you want to take advantage of that, you can call us on our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Both open, both available if you want to get through right now. And as we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, an unbelievable prize, a custom Cousins Bill Varnay Signature Series surf rod. Again, it was a rod specifically designed by guys like Bill and his buddies who fish all the time. And, you know, okay, how does this bend right? Okay, it needs to be a little more like this. And until they got it completely perfect, a brand-new Cousins surf rod is coming to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, 858 877-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, one more thing about Western Answer. A lot of stuff in
Western Answer. Yeah, it was good one this week.
Top Mac. You know Top Mac.
I do. He comes
great
to the shop
guy.
All the
I've
time.
Known him for years and years and years. Big old yellow on it.
That's a nice one, man.
47.5-pound yellow on the Sea Trek out of Oceanside. Nice job. Good guy. Couldn't happen to a nice guy.
Very well said.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning with Abraham, who's calling us from Temecula. Good morning, Abraham. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Abraham.
What's up, Abraham?
Everything's good down here in Temecula.
We'd like to hear that.
I wanted to give you a little poem that I wrote.
Abraham,
right,
you're such
yeah.
an artist. I'll bet it's a good one.
Have at it.
When I think about fishing and all of my gear, I go to Fisherman's Landing because it's so near. I'm treated royal and independent, too. I tend to excel with everything they do. I have something to crow about, the Red Rooster, too. I say to my wife, I love fishing, but I love you more. I only be gone 10 days or 15 days as I walk out the door.
Very nice. Well done,
Very
Abraham.
Very nice, Abraham. Merry Christmas to you. You didn't get through yesterday. I know it was a busy day on our Christmas spectacular. What a great show. Thanks to Captain Mark Wish for that.
That was fun. I had a couple of buddies call the shoppers. Like, dude, I tried for literally 2 hours straight to get through. You know, there was so much stuff that got given away yesterday. That was pretty darn cool.
It was good. Thank
Thanks, Abraham.
Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, hey, why don't we jump in? Why don't we take another one? How about we talk to Kenny? He's calling us from Hawaiian Guard this morning. Kenny, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call so early.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, you might relate to this one. Long time ago, we used to go surfing down there, northern Baja, you know, Rosarita area and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
One time we got down there and there was no surf. One of my friends, bought a snorkel and a mask, and so I was just fiddling around, real, you know, 5-6 feet of water, and the bottom of that Rosarita beach was just covered with halibut. You know, it would have been perfect for surf fishing, but unfortunately, I didn't have any gear.
Oh man, no spear to get them, right? Yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was a. Lot of big fish.
That northern
Baja, probably still down there.
That northern Baja's environment has really changed a lot.
Yeah.
And cool thing, speaking of northern Baja, Kenny, we're going to start, I believe next week, Rick from Sport Fishing Financial is going to start doing a northern Baja fishing report for us.
Cool.
Because that's kind of his specialty. That's his zone. He's traveled down there and fished down there many, many times. And we've always kind of lacked information
right.
about that
San Quintin,
Ensenada,
right.
that whole area there,
cool.
All you know, Castro's Camp, all
right.
that good stuff. So he's going to start doing a northern Baja fishing report. Rick from Sport Fishing Financial, who's a real fishy guy.
That's awesome.
Going
right
to start
on.
Doing that. I believe we're going to start it next week. So stay tuned for that.
That's cool. I'll be anxious to hear because you know you always hear about those crazy catches of sea bass, big schools of that, and yellow. And that's one of those things that's such easy access for all of us, but. You know, I'm super guilty. I've never been down there. I've never done that. And it's the type of thing where you can leave in the morning and be fishing
pretty
some rad sea bass bite in the afternoon. That's
yeah,
cool.
Pretty easy.
I like
thing.
That.
All right.
Thanks, Kenny. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We'll be looking forward to hearing from the man, Bill Varnay, the surf fishing expert. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hook. 90, 1090.
Discover the reliable Yamaha four-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next-generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four-strokes. Perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we're waiting for, we just got an update from our man, Adam. Yeah, he's here.
All right.
Yeah, he has arrived. But
he's in
pretty,
the parking lot.
Pretty gnarly accident there on I-5. Very sad. A gentleman went the wrong way from San Ysidro all the way up to Cardiff on the wrong side of I-5, ran head-on at 3 a.m. to another car, killed those two people in that car, and killed himself. Very, very, very tragic, sad accident. So if you're coming south, if you're north of Cardiff and coming south of 5, wait.
Go home.
Don't come.
That stinks,
don't come,
man.
Right,
I'm really
now.
Sorry.
They had the whole freeway closed off, and very, very sad, sad situation, and they're routing everybody onto PCH, which, can you believe what a nightmare that must be?
No.
Yeah.
No,
it,
no.
It must be crazy. But anyway, we're having a great time here awaiting the arrival of Mr. Bill Varney, our surf fishing guru. So let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike, and he's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning. My question is tying light fluoro on the heavier line, meaning I've gone on trips where I take like 25 pound, 30 and 40, and all of a sudden the only guys catching are using 15 pound. So I bought a lot of that 15 and 20 pound Seaguar at the Fisherman's Landing tackle show.
Right,
man.
So if I'm on boat and all of a sudden only 15's working, can I tie 15 onto the 25, the 30, and the 40?
So the short answer is yes, you definitely can. And my favorite knot for tying lines of a fairly significant difference in diameter is called an Albright knot. And that was a knot that was used a lot in marlin fishing, where guys would take, you know, they'd maybe fish for, you know, striped marlin with 30-pound or 40-pound line, but would want to use a piece of 125-pound leader. And an Albright is a really good knot for tying lines that are greatly differing in size. So that would be the one I'd look up. There's some really good videos on YouTube to show you how to do it. You're in San Carlos. If you ever wanted to come by the tackle store at Fisherman's, we'd, of course, be happy to show you. It's an easy knot, pretty good for two lines of greatly differing in size. So that's the short answer. The longer one is this, is that a lot of times when a guy that's fishing 15-pound is getting bit, it is a lot less often because the fish can't see the 15 as well as they can see your 25. It has to do with the diameter of the line and what that diameter is allowing the bait to do. So, you know, think of
would
it in...
Would that mean that you'd use a real long top shot?
Not really. What it means is that when the bait is carrying, you know, think of you in terms of an anchovy or sardine, and when that bait is trying to swim around with 30-pound line behind him. He's carrying 30-pound through the water versus carrying 15-pound through the water. It may not be much of a difference to us, but, you know, if you're an animal that's 4 inches long trying to do that, it's double the amount of ability. So your bait fishes and swims and moves that much better. I mean, there's certainly something to be said for what they can see and not, but it's a whole lot more on how your bait fishes with lighter line than the quote-unquote, oh, he can see it better.
Yeah,
you know?
And the other thing, this Seaguar fluorocarbon has so many great properties in addition to invisibility, and that is abrasion resistance.
Right.
Fantastic. And then also the sinkability of fluorocarbon.
There you go. That's another
filament.
It's huge.
Another huge thing that people forget about, that not only is that fish towing around lighter line, but it's also towing a line that's sinking a little bit,
yeah,
too, which is a very, very important
it's
thing.
It's you nailed it. It's marketed so much as it's less visible, but there's a lot of things about fluorocarbon that maybe aid you in getting a bite or aid you in getting the fish to the boat that are a lot, that have a lot to do with it as well. You're totally right.
Yeah.
Good call.
And then you go to Seaguar Fluoro Premier, double structure, thinner diameter.
Easy to tie.
You're really a winner there. So
I love
try that
stuff
out for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. He's here.
The man.
Woo-hoo. Oh, man. Bill, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad timing here, right?
I got a really good view of Rancho Santa Fe this morning.
Oh, bet you did, man. That was so.
Sorry,
you
buddy.
Were stuck on the freeway for hours.
I was stuck on the freeway, you know, and it was, they were getting everybody off at Manchester. And then once you get off at Manchester, you can imagine everybody on the 5 freeway. Yeah. 6 lanes of traffic trying to make their way to PCH.
So they routed you through Rancho Santa Fe?
No, they routed us all the way down to PCH.
Oh,
but the line was about 3 miles long from the freeway to get to it. So I decided to go Rancho Santa Fe, and my in-laws live there, and there's a lot of it I haven't seen before, but I'm very familiar with it now.
A lot of it, yeah.
I know the back way now.
Yeah, and probably a good call there, because
by
the time you get everybody on PCH, man, that's gnarly.
It looked to me like maybe an hour just to get onto PCH.
Wow.
You can imagine if the entire freeway is going on one-lane road with stop signs, it's going to be a crazy mess.
I think
mess.
It's a good call. There are ways, if you know Rancho Santa Fe, to get through there relatively quickly. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I've seen a lineup that long since the bait receiver.
Yeah, this summer, right?
Henry,
absolutely.
If Henry was in charge of that traffic, man, they would have got through there, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, welcome here. So we talked about this Bill Varnay Cousins rod that the guys at Cousins are giving away. That's fantastic. Tell us about that rod.
You know, it's really exciting. We're going into our second year of production now. I don't think we've learned anything that we didn't know already, but it's great to have the rod out there. It's been out there for over a year now. One of the best-selling rods at Cousins, and certainly have had so many great compliments about it. We put together 4 different rods. 3 rods are spinning rods, 2-piece spinning rods, 8.5-foot, 9-foot. Those are the light action rods, and then a medium action rod. And then we also put together a casting, a 7-foot, 10-inch fiberglass casting rod. So those are the 4 rods that we have in the line, and they're built for anything from a 6-inch perch to a 12-pound spot fin croaker and everything in between it. As a matter of fact, on one of them, I've caught a 25-pound yellowfin tuna from the beach at the East Cape. So
what?
It can
from
do the job.
Beach?
From the beach.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You caught a 25-pound
yellowfin
tuna.
We're not glassing over this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess here's the secret that maybe has not been out yet. Some of the best tuna fishing right around the lighthouse area is in the late afternoon. And most people, by then, you know, the pongas are in and they're back at the bar and relaxing and so on and so forth. For myself, I was out in a private yacht and then took a kayak to shore and fished along the shore, actually did a little diving and looked around first and a little fishing. And just offshore, the fish just started boiling. I had no idea what they were, but they were about 30-pound, 25 to 30-pound yellowfin tuna, and cast out a Lucky Craft lure there.
No way.
Hooked that thing up in a second flat. I was almost spooled instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily I had that kayak there, and I got on the kayak, and this thing started pulling me, and it was probably about 30 minutes before sunset, started pulling me toward Mazatlan, And as I went by my buddy's boat, their 44-foot Pacifica, I could hear the blender grinding up ice for margaritas.
Oh, that's cruel, huh?
And I could not get, I had one hand on the rod and one hand really holding onto the kayak. I was afraid that I'd go over the side. We'd seen a bunch of hammerheads earlier and so forth. And there I was making my way off into the, what would have been the sunrise in that case to Mazatlan. I was maybe in 2,000 or 3,000 feet of water within 15 minutes. And I had one arm to try to wave and get their attention. And finally they put the cocktails down and they came out and rescued me. And we landed the fish and
that's so
on the boat or on the kayak?
Got it on the kayak.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Cool story.
That's
really
quite
exciting.
Quite a catch. So, of course, you wrote the book, Fish the Surf.
Exactly.
You do a lot of other things, too. You do surf fishing clinics. You basically introduce surf fishing to a lot of people.
Yeah, I love doing our on-the-beach clinics. We have clinics that are in or seminars that are in tackle shops and other locations, clubs occasionally. And then also I have on-the-beach seminars that we do from May through October that are at many of the state beaches along here. So that's a little fun. That's a lot of fun. And then, of course, in addition to that, I write for Western Outdoor News as their surf fishing editor. And I've got a great article coming up this upcoming week, which was motivated by your trip to Cabo San Lucas or Los Cabos week. And it's a surf fishing article on fishing Los Cabos,
that's
the
rad.
Los Cabos area.
Okay.
So there's both Pacific side fishing there, where you're fishing in the Pacific, up around Magrino Beach. And then, of course, there's Cabo, Los Cabos, and the East Cape. So
wow.
Some fantastic surf fishing.
And there's actually a shop in Cabo San Lucas that caters to surf fishermen, right?
There is. There's actually two pretty good shops. Minerva's has some excellent equipment, has a lot of good advice, and Minerva's is a really good place to go to if you want the inside scoop on where the fish are biting,
okay.
So even in the surf, because a lot of folks come in there. And then Steven Jansen's shop, a couple blocks back from it, he specializes in surf fishing. He's actually come out with a number of different lures and so forth that he's designed for the Los Cabos area, and he is really an expert too. So Jensen's and Minerva's, both very, very good places.
Gary Graham last week was talking about catching Dorado in the surf on the Pacific side.
It in the last 2 or 3 weeks, they've caught quite a few on the Pacific side. Wesley Bro, who's a young fellow who is a guide down there, great guy, grew up down there. Parents were Christian missionaries in the area. He's a guide down there. Just 2 or 3 days ago, they got probably about 15-pound Dorado right off the beach
on
there.
The sand. That's so rad to me. That is so rad.
How about, we hear John Ireland from Rancho Lanero talking all the time about catching a rooster fish from the beach. I did it. I mean, there's nothing quite like it, catching a big fish from the surf, like a yellowfin tuna or a rooster fish or a big jack or
absolutely.
A Dorado. I mean, that it can happen down there.
And rooster fishing is good all the way around the Cape. So we've caught them up on the Pacific side. And, of course, we've caught them down in the Los Cabos. I've caught one inside the harbor of San Jose del Cabo. Los Cabos Harbor there up the way, about 18 miles from downtown Cabo. And then, of course, in the East Cape, anywhere along the East Cape there. And a lot of guys who fish them, not as seriously, but certainly want to catch one, just wait for the boats to come in at the end of the day or late afternoon and dump their bait. And, man, there they go.
Yeah. Now, Bill was for quite some time has been talking about building a travel rod series.
Mm-hmm.
Has he started that?
No. They are kicking it around, and they're trying to figure out what would work best.
A surf fishing rod for travel?
Oh, we would love that.
Like a four-piece? Man, that would just be awesome.
That would be the cat's meow.
If you're listening, Bill. Come on.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Wade. Get that job done.
That'd be a really good
one. We're counting on you out there.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. So the model we're going to give away, is it a particular model today?
Yes, the model we're giving away is the 852. It's an 8.5-foot light surf fishing rod. It's rated for 4 to 12-pound test. I usually match it up with a 2500 series Shimano Sedona or the Penn Battle 2 reel, any one of those two, the 3000 series on the Penn
Battle 2. Perfect for local surf fishing.
Perfect for local surf fishing. I say if you're surf fishing anywhere from Turtle Bay to Vancouver Island in Canada, this is the rod for
you. That's rad.
That's the rod you landed the tuna on?
That is the rod I landed the tuna on. Okay.
Or you're fishing yellowfin tuna offshore, right? Yellowfin
That's right.
Yeah. Yellowfin tuna to yellowfin croaker. You're good to go.
Yeah, I don't think if you're on a party boat, you'd make too many friends that way.
Yeah. All right. It's fun. What pound test were you fishing on that?
I was actually fishing 10-pound test that day.
That's crazy.
I was rooster fishing, and they were just laughing at me, yeah, although the tuna wasn't.
So in your surf fishing career, is that the tops? Is that the ultimate surf fish that you've ever landed?
You know, that's a good question. It's always hard to give an answer like that, yeah, to certain things because there's so many different things that are exciting that you do or different or special. I think maybe for me the most exciting thing was catching about a 500-pound hammerhead off the beach right across the street from Wiley's in the late 1960s. That was
pretty exciting in
Malibu.
Whoa.
Really? In the middle of the night in Malibu.
That's crazy.
There's nothing scarier than something like that coming up on the beach when you're about 12 years old.
What did you do with it?
The partner I was with, Fred Oakley, who was a guy I worked for collecting bait, he just broke the line, grabbed me by the shoulder, and said, "Let's get to the car."
That's it. You're never going to top that.
Do you have a striper under your belt? I mean, I know that's one of the holy grail surf fish, right?
It really is. I don't have a striper under my belt, and I feel so bad because, first of all, a close friend of mine, Brad, he caught one 2 years ago at about 9:15 at night near Newport Beach that was about 45 pounds.
Whoa!
On a tiny shrimp squid, strip of squid, on I believe he was using a 6-pound test.
Unbelievable.
45 driver. Pounds. Thought it was for sure a state record, and we took it down there, weighed it up, took it to Los Alamitos for the marine biologist to confirm, and they said it's indeed a stripe bass, but unfortunately there's no record here in California that has been applied for, so we can't make it a record.
Oh,
so he didn't get the record.
Wow.
But this year has been an exceptional year for striped bass.
Yeah.
And
why is that?
I keep crossing my fingers.
Yeah.
You know, it's really odd. Many times, striped bass in general, we find them in brackish type of water. We'll find them in the open ocean, in brackish saltwater, freshwater, and then up in freshwater, too. So they'll come into a lot of the local estuaries, places like the Santa Ana River, Bologna Creek, Aliso Viejo Creek, areas like that where they can come in and out and up harbors and feed in this brackish water. Normally, we will see more in a year where we have a lot of rain,
where
it draws a lot of fresh water offshore and pushes things out there. But for some reason this summer, we saw a tremendous number of them up and down the coast, more than anywhere up in Santa Barbara, where off of East Beach, there was probably 3 to 6 caught in the last 2 months. And then up at Haluma Beach, 3 dozen in one day up there.
No.
3 dozen in one day.
Absolutely wide open up there one day.
Wow.
That's fun.
How are they most often caught? Is that like a lucky craft thing? Is it a bait thing? I mean, how would you say?
I would say most often of all the ones I've seen, and I have had a lot of them come to me over the email, is about a 50-50 on the lucky craft and strips of squid, of all things. Now, this big fish that Brad caught, when we opened it up, it was full of sidewinder crabs, the little green crabs you see that run across the rocks inside the harbor there, absolutely packed full of them.
Interesting.
So how cool, man.
They forage on different things for sure, but oddly enough, the squid thing, another one which was caught by Colin Rhodes up in Dockweiler Beach in the summertime, was at 3 p.m, just cast out about a 3-ounce sinker with a strip of squid on it, hit the bottom, had the fish, about a 20-pound fish. So
that's so rad. That is so rad.
Wow.
Don't really know what the secret is.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Mr. Bill Varnay. Have a chance to win that Cousins Bill Varnay signature rod.
Yeah, again, we mentioned him earlier, but if you want to get through, it's going to be a very busy morning. Phones are totally packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll free at 877-792-1090. Why don't we start it off this morning with Kevin, who's calling us from Carlsbad. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just a shameless plug. My 2007 Scout Sport Fish is for sale, so I'm going to be doing a lot more surf fishing. I'm moving south.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
But he wants a very nice boat. It only has 131 hours. Let me know.
Sweet. Right. How big is it?
It's a 175, 17.5. It has a bow anchor, and it actually has a swim step. I do a lot of spear fishing with a couple captains you know real well, Pete.
Oh, okay. Oh. Wow. Well, and how do we get a hold of you if somebody wants that? That's a beautiful, Scout's a beautiful
boat.
Yeah,
great boat.
Ricky used to have one, yeah.
My email is thekelpcrawler@yahoo.com.
Thekelpcrawler@yahoo.com. All right. Very good.
And I do have a question, though, since I'm going to be doing a lot more surf fishing. What is his preferred pound line and his preferred rig for throwing those lucky crabs?
Well, Kevin, I like to use a couple of different rigs for those. I would normally not fish with less than about 8 pound fishing Lucky Craft. As you know, when you go in to buy one of those, you have to apply for a loan first and to get enough cash to put together for it. So if you're fishing light line and that thing snaps off and goes flying out to sea, I'm going to guarantee you that whether you're a good swimmer or not, you're going to go after it. So normally fish, you know, 8 to 12 pound tests, and there's two ways you can fish that. One is with straight mono. I personally normally fish a 10-pound to 12-pound straight mono on those. Or you can fish braid with a short, maybe 3-foot or 2-foot top shot. The reason for that is when you're retrieving those Lucky Crafts or Rapalas or Rapalas, depending on what side of the room you're sitting on here.
This is
shore.
The Rapala side, just so we're...
Okay, yeah, I'm actually on the Rapala side now.
That's all right.
Sorry, can't
I
change old habits. Darn you. So when I'm fishing the braid or any other line, what will happen is as you're retrieving those lures close to shore, they will basically, the tongue of them or the lip will dig into the sand and it will rub just above the knot. So if you use braided line, that braid will rub as if you're rubbing it on your pants, for example, and abrase the braid and have a very good chance of breaking off when you go to cast it. So when you're retrieving, you need to slow down when you get closer to shore, number one. And number two, you either have to have a short mono fluorocarbon top shot on top of that braid or go straight mono.
Wow. Kevin, where are you moving?
Great info.
I'm going to be moving down in the Carmel Valley area, so I'll probably be... hitting Torrey Pines in that kind of area a lot more.
All right. That's a great place
zone.
To surf, right?
Torrey Pines has had some fantastic Corbina
fishing. I just don't have a place to – I'm moving, and I've the boat's been in the garage, so that's part of the reason I need to move the boat. I'm not going to have a garage. I'm not going to have the extra space in the garage.
Sure. That's a sweet ride for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope someone finds thekelpcrawler@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's a sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to be dropping some flyers off at all the local tackle shops today. Just if anybody wants to pop in and has any questions, they can come see it.
All right. Very good. Good luck with that, Kevin, and we'll see you in the surf for sure. You know, the Torrey Pines area, it was Lolly's birthday on Friday, and we went for a hike over in Torrey Pines, and man, there's so much good territory there for surf fishing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Two summers ago, the Corbina fishing there was phenomenal. I mean, there were more reports coming out of there. I get 4 or 5 emails a week from down there.
Really?
And it was really good because at a lower tide, there would be a sandbar created. And a buddy of mine who took some pictures and sent them up had a picture of these inside areas. They were like little ponds on the inside, the trough still full of water, with 5 or 10 Corbina swimming inside them.
Wow.
And then 30 or 40, 50 feet out on the sandbar were all kinds of kids and people playing. And
no way.
Nobody was even had any idea that they were landlocked
in there.
They
were sitting in there. The thing is, when you're standing up on the cliffs at Torrey Pines, you can see all the structure, rocks and sand. And it was super clear in the water that day. So it was just like, man, this is like heaven right there, right? Surf fishing heaven.
And that's an excellent tip, by the way, about getting up on the cliffs, getting above the area and looking at it, whether it's South Carlsbad State Beach or down at Black's or any of those places. You can get up there and you can see through the color of the water where there's possibly holes or troughs, and more importantly, where all the kelp is accumulating so you don't have to fish those areas.
Now, about regulations, that's a state park. Is that open for fishing?
Yes, that's open for fishing.
Okay. There are some MPAs where you're not allowed to surf fish, right?
Yes, there definitely are. Near Swamis is one of the areas and so forth. A good thing to do is either go to the DFW's website, or you can go to my website, fishthesurf.com. Just click on MLPA. It'll say where to fish. You click on there. You can see up and down the entire coast what's open and closed.
All right, very good. Well, hey, we got our good buddy Dart is on the line, Captain Bob Fletcher. Good morning, Dart.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Bill. Pleasure.
Hey.
Thank you.
So you just returned from quite the trip with some of, shall we say, sport fishing's royalty down to fish the lakes outside of Mazatlan, right?
You got that right, and I only wish I could fish as well as some of those guys that were with me. I am a real neophyte at bass fishing. What a trip.
Yeah, and so tell us about where you went.
We went to El Salto, flew into Culiacan, and then drove to El Salto, which is a big, big freshwater lake in the foothills east of Culiacan and Mazatlan, and we fished 4 days there and had very good fishing. I got my biggest bass was 7.5 pounds on a popper, which is always fun.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
And we caught like 50 to 75 fish total a day.
Uh-oh, we lost
Mark. No
okay,
way.
We'll get him back.
No doubt. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Bob. We're going to hear more catch reports, more great phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Time for our PowerPro 60-second seminar. Your next fishing trip, be sure to get the PowerPro advantage. You know, PowerPro has a huge advantage in the surf. There's good and bad, but when you want it, it's nice to have PowerPro on that spinning reel, right, Bill?
It is nice. You know, one of the things about PowerPro is its ability to come off the reel so easily. If you're casting those lighter lures like a Rapala, Rapala, or a Lucky Craft, which are about 3/4 of an ounce roughly, you're going to need something that comes off your reel really smoothly so you get a long cast.
Yeah, and the capacity, too. Small reel, big capacity, just in case you hook that big halibut or that big yellowfin tuna from the surf, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, that capacity is really important, especially when you're down fishing Baja. If you hook a tuna or a rooster fish, any of those fish, you could be spooled in a moment flat. And my first trip down there, my buddy, sun was going down, hooked into the rooster fish. I heard his drag go off and snap! That was the end of it.
Went. End of the reel. So check it out. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store. Check out PowerPro.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. 6 or check kingfishercharters.com.
SRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you know, we just heard about Kingfisher Charters and Rick talking about what an incredible place. You know, our trip in June is sold out, and a lot of their dates for summer of 2016 are sold out at Kingfisher. But they have a web special right now, and the web special is really, really good. It's in May, which is probably the best weather month.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just doesn't rain that much in May up there. And very good king salmon fishing. And
some of the best big halibut time of year you can get, especially big ones.
And yellow eye and ling cod, you know, it's kind of a different season for them and lighter fishing pressure.
Right.
So you want to go to Kingfisher this year, check out their web special, kingfishercharters.com for May. It's a really good one. Continuing with Captain Dart, Bob Fletcher. Dart, we got cut off there. Sorry about that. You were talking about fish in Salto.
Yeah, well, we spent 4 days at El Salto, Pete, and then made a two-hour bus ride over to Picachos, which is another large impoundment reservoir for irrigation. And it's got some of the biggest volume of nice-sized bass, not big, but 1 to 4 pound bass. We had 2.5 days of fishing there, and we had 100 fish mornings on the bass. We had one day, Lou and I ended up with 174 bass caught and released.
What?
The
Whoa.
Biggest
that was in a morning?
Was 5 pounds. A couple of guys got 7 pounders and 6 pounders, but lots of 2, 3, 3.5, 4 pound, and they're really tough fighters. It was a really great experience. And that was our fishing part of it. And then we did something really different. We came back into Tijuana from Mazatlan, and when we got our bags, we were able to take that cross-border express bridge over the top of the border into U.S. and clear customs on the U.S. side here. And, Pete, we didn't know what to expect, but I will guarantee you that is one of the slickest ways to visit Mexico, visit anywhere that they fly out of in Tijuana. We flew Volaris, which is really a very nice airline, and we were up over the top in 15 minutes. We were through and out of customs and into our bus back to the landings in Point Loma. I guarantee you, anybody interested in going to Mexico has to really think hard about that, because it is an amazingly easy way.
So you park basically on the U.S. side, or you take a bus or Uber or whatever, right to this cross-border express bridge, ticketed passengers only, and you literally walk across the border in, what, a couple hundred yards, something like that, Dart?
Yeah, it wasn't any more than that. We take an escalator with our bags up one floor, then get on the bridge, walk about a couple of hundred feet over, and then so the escalator cool. back down on the Mexican side, and you are in the Tijuana airport.
You're in the terminal.
All you do is check in and go.
Unbelievable.
That is so
$18
cool.
each way. You can buy it online and save some money, I guess. But
we got lucky, Pete. The first week was free, so we didn't have to pay anything.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, so you're recommending that cross-border express if you want to fly out of Tijuana.
Brittany and I.
Oh, it's so slick, and I don't know that I'd park there on the U.S. side because it may be expensive. But if you get you can get a cab or a shuttle and or split up a small van with a couple of friends, and it is the best way and the smoothest way, as far as I'm concerned. We're going to be doing that from now on. We go every year to El Salto and Picachos now. That was the first year at Picachos. I know a lot of us are going to go back, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it
That's
is
awesome.
The
good tip. You
yeah.
were saying,
smooth way to go.
I was just going to comment that this is my experience too. Brittany and I flew to East Cape last month. We did our October Fun Tournament at Palmas, and Volaris is crazy. The Tijuana Airport. I'm sure a lot of people think, I don't want to fly out of TJ. It is just like being in any airport in the States. I mean, when you're inside of that thing, it's Starbucks and Subway and everything else you can imagine, and super easy to deal with. And I would say the only slight hassle that has ever existed was getting to the airport. This literally eliminates all of it. I mean, it is such a nice additional way to go now.
A lot of nonstop flights to various cities that you can't access normally in Mexico, too.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with Rick more, Pete. It was smooth and slick, and I can't say anything against it.
Yeah.
I think what I just want to say is, you know, for those that are maybe, you know, sitting there and hearing that and afraid of the Tijuana airport, please take my advice. It is not an issue. And I'm sure, Dart, you'd back it up. I mean, it's easy to get around. I'm not by any means fluent in Spanish, not even close. And, I mean, absolutely no problem. I would encourage somebody to try it if, you know, if there wasn't an easier or lesser expensive option, you know, flying out of San Diego.
Well, great show, guys.
Thanks, Dart. Thanks for your contribution. Appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you. All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. With that, it's time for the Catch Report today, which is sponsored in part by Jobsite Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools. We personally know these guys and have fished with them, too. They are hardcore anglers, and when it comes to serious job site delivery, they're hardcore as it comes. They're the best in Milwaukee tools. If you want to get more information, check out jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. And we're going to start it off with Dana War Sport Fishing with a man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. How's things going on down there today?
Fantastic. Thanks for the contribution yesterday to the show, too, the 2 3-quarter-day trips out of Dana War Sport Fishing.
That was
absolutely
cool,
yeah,
Woolley.
Absolutely. We're happy to contribute, and yeah, glad to pull some of that double. Find its way into someone's pile of gifts for the season,
heck,
and we'll get
yeah.
them out there with us. So, hey, we'll kind of roll into it here. We had kind of an abbreviated week with some of that wind and weather that came up kind of midweek. So a couple days we didn't have boats out, just, you know, playing it safe there. Certainly not worth going out there and not catching anything. But pretty much the same sort of program as the last couple weeks, kind of how this same week played out. You know, 3-quarter day, we're making the run down the coast there off Camp Pendleton. You know, we're still seeing schools of yellowtail. And, you know, they haven't bit. They're not biting. And there's just tons of bait in the area again. Primarily, it's all that red crab. But it just straight up has these fish locked up. You know, we got over a good school late yesterday on the right tide and had, you know, dropper loop mackerel, jigs, sardine, everything you can think of in front of this fish. And it just didn't want anything that we had to offer it. So it's kind of been rockfish that's been in the counts for the 3-quarter-day stuff lately. So it's all been about getting down there, kind of getting over some of the more, you know, less fish, little rock piles to kind of get some fishing accounts. Even some of that rockfish has been pretty plugged up with that red crab, too. So kind of working it out a little bit. And then the half-day stuff has still been pretty good as well. You know, we've given kind of fishing some shallow hard bottom for some sheephead and some of the more obscure spots for the bass. Was pretty much the way we, you know, put it together this week on the half-day stuff. You know, the water did cool off a bit on the surface action. You know, that beautiful kelp bass fly line fishing that we've been having week after week did slow down a little bit because the surface temps took a little bit of a hit. But midday, when you know that the surface temp's up where it's, you know, at its peak for the day, there's still some good fly line action to be had along the kelp edges. So that's kind of what the half-day stuff has been doing. And then, hey, Brandon Hayward's still piling the lobster up over at Cat. And we had a good 2-day load, easy limits for his passengers over there on his last trip, on his hoop net trip over there. And the guys to keep tabs on all of our fish counts and the stuff that's going on at Dana Wharf, we have a new app available on the Apple Store, the Google Play Store. You can load it on your device. It'll give you current fish counts. You can book a trip. It's just one easy location to see what we have going on at the landing. So it makes it
big
real nice.
Time, yeah,
what
man.
A rad idea,
yeah,
Woolly. That's cool.
Big time.
Yeah,
your own
awesome.
App.
Just see what's going on. You can link right to the fish counts. You can book a trip. You can do all kinds of stuff through there. So check
great
that
idea.
Out for sure. And we'd love to have you guys out during the break here. You know, kids off school and people off for the holidays. Come check us out up here at Dana Wharf. You can link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage if you want to save a few bucks on a local trip. You can check us out, of course, at danawharf.com. And probably a good idea to make some reservations. The landing phone number is 949-496-5794.
Awesome info. As always, Woolley, stoked to hear about that app. That's a great idea. And, man, just want to thank you again for an awesome year of great reports. More to come. Lots of great info. And want to wish you and everybody up at Dana Wharf a very Merry Christmas.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'll pass that wish on to, you know, the higher-ups over there, and we'll take that, and I appreciate that, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk
thanks,
to you
Woolley.
Next Sunday. All right. Very good. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. What's up, Gundy?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, man.
Hey, Gundy.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great.
Yes. What's Santa going to bring you?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. After this past season, what more could a guy ask for? You know?
Yeah, about a 30-pound halibut in the surf, maybe?
I tell you, you know, even though the weather, you know, has been a little uneven this week, still pretty good fishing. You know, when the wind and swell comes down, the water cleans up nicely. We're in the low 60s, like Willie said, and so it's a bait situation. Lots of bait inside, and, of course, the bait is the concentrator, and that's the way to find these fish. Halibut fishing has been the best bet for a mix of short and legal fish. Watching the birds has been the key tip-off. Crocodiles, castmasters, swim baits, soft and hard, jerk baits, cut baits, all the usual stuff. I like, you know, when you're fishing these bait concentrations, I like to throw the spoons as a search bait. You know, you have a lot longer cast, a crocodile, you know, 3/8 on the lighter side, you know, and then a heavy, you can even go to a heavier bait when it demands. And, the cast masters, a feathered cast master is also an excellent jig. And then once you find the fish, you know, along a jetty or in a hole or along a trench or under these certain birds, then you can switch to other presentations. You know, swim baits, you have lesser cast, soft jerk baits, that kind of thing. And once you find those fish, you can go to those different kinds. But don't overlook the spoon. It's not a very sexy bait, but gosh, when it's bait concentration fishing, it's the best bet. So, anyway, Pete, here we are at the holidays. Just want to say Merry Christmas to my fishing family there. And I so much enjoy doing the show every Sunday and having you guys as my regular family and then my normal family I got here. So.
That's awesome. Gundy, you are so part of this family. It's so awesome. And you are a terrific guy. And thank you for all the hard work you do to make those surf fishing reports just
I love
fantastic.
Doing it, Pete. And all you guys have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
Next Sunday.
Thanks, Gundy.
Thank you, Gundy.
Last one of the year.
Good work, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, hey, again, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's long-range season and time to pre-book those processing orders for Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way you're first in line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour packed with your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Forget loading your fishing poles into the car and having them stick out the window. Carry Me 123 is the ultimate multi-purpose car window carrier to hold all your fishing poles. It's easy to install on any car, large or small. Simply attach Carry Me 123 to your car window. Roll up the window and close the door. Pull the attached bungee cord around your fishing poles and they're installed and fully secure in just seconds with no tools required. Carry Me 123 holds up to 75 pounds and is priced at only $34.95. Visit carryme123.com or amazon.com/snowskirack and click on Snow Ski Fishing Rod Car Rack Ski Store.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee you the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible. And everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer, too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.